Exclusive. Coalition to Protect American Workers details how Trump captured half of union households in 2024. By Sean Moran on May 27, 2026. The Coalition to Protect American Workers released a white paper detailing how President Donald Trump captured 45% of union households despite 95% of PAC money from the largest 10 unions opposing him. The Coalition to Protect American Workers said that Trump's appeal with working-class voters has been well documented. Key findings from the report, which was obtained by Breitbart News, include: in 2024, 45% of union workers backed Trump. Despite this strong support, the coalition found that 94.8% of political funding from 10 of the largest unions went to oppose Trump. Then-President Joe Biden enacted policies that limited workers' rights. Trump's agenda has worked to push for policies that advance the interests of American workers, including $4 trillion in new foreign investment into American industries, trade deals and tariffs that protect American industry, Buy America requirements, preferences, and procurement standards, $120 billion in tax deductions for overtime and tipped wages. Labor unions have given overwhelmingly to Democrats. The SEIU has given 98.9% to Democrats. The American Federation of Teachers gave 98.8% to Democrats. The Communications Workers of America gave 97.7% to Democrats. And the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers gave 95% to Democrats. Paychecks in Pockets vs. Union Dues by Warlow II. The report details how the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, has many ingrained policy hierarchies and decision-making that reinforce policies that put labor union leaders ahead of American workers. It argues that union leaders are working against the pro-union policies of Trump. It also states that union leaders continue to attack Trump's pro-worker agenda. In trying to staunch the outflow of member support to President Trump, Lee Saunders, the president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, has held a series of town halls with members, used podcasts and TikTok filters, and collaborated on sponsored content with influencers in order to convince members that union organizing is important and that Mr. Trump's policies are bad for workers. In other words, rather than listening to and advocating on the concerns of his members, the president of the largest public union in the United States is employing a heavy-handed charm offensive to steer members towards supporting his chosen candidates. The American Federation of Teachers published the deplorable Trump list that referenced the 10 worst things about the Donald, proving he is unfit to be president. The report stated, union leaders are working directly against the interests of union members and workers in a number of ways. First, they are using resources taken from union workers and using it to fight the political agenda of President Trump even when polling shows that their membership supports the president. Second, they work against policies that will create more American jobs. Third, they use legacy institutions like the NLRB to stop workers from decertifying unions when that is their clear desire. It concluded, President Trump and his administration have the tools at their disposal to protect workers' interests from union leaders. The reconstituted NLRB should help to build on its strong legacy of enacting policies that empower American workers. It can do so by prioritizing the recognition of decertification petitions so that workers are not forced to oppose President Trump and his policies.